In my safety plan, it states that younger scouts and youth will not be allowed to handle heavy equipment and power tools and are not allowed to be in the same area as them when they're being operated. There's going to be a sign-in sheet disclosing who the person is, if they're a scout leader, scout, or none, and then their time in and out. Also on that sign-in sheet, there's going to be a location to the nearest hospital. On the site, there's going to be multiple first aid kits at all times. There's going to be hydration and food for everybody. Everybody will be required to wear closed-toed shoes. There will be safety glasses and gloves when necessary. And then my father will also be on site most days, and he's medically trained. And then these are some of the permits and permissions that I've had to go through so far. Right now, I've gotten approved by the library board, and I got the police and fire chiefs okay, and I'm checking in with, obviously, the Common Council right now and getting my other permissions and permits as soon as I can. And then in summary, my Eagle Scout project is a way to give back to the community and provide them with something that'll benefit them in the long run, and then also show my leadership in completing the project. And I believe that I'm doing this in my project, and it'll give the community a place to reflect on the first responders who give their time fighting for the rights and lives of others in the community, and also a remembrance of those who pay the ultimate sacrifice for our lives. And then that's it.
Regulo, what do we got? What hoops do we have for him?
Regulo from the planning department. Do you hear me?
No.
Yes. Yes, you will need to apply for minor site plan amendment to the planning department. Please include the filing fees, $75.
Okay. So the question I have for the clerk, does that qualify for a public grant?
The application fee, there's also permit fees.
Or can we make that a city application?
There is a... The city does have what's called a public grant, and it stands for People Uniting for the Betterment of...
Oh, it's Alderman Wilhelms.
No, it's city attorneys. I just, I see it daily, and I just am drawing a blank. People United for the Betterment of Life in the Community.
Credit back.
There, that's what it is. And so I'll email it to you.
Okay.
And we can see how you fit into that, and it may cover some of the... actual city costs that because your project is for the betterment of the community, but I'll get in touch with you after. I think we've emailed a couple times already, so
yeah.
that may cover his $75 fee and some of the other things that are going to be required.
Is that it, Regulo? That's the only hoop you got for him? I know you.
Yes,
can.
I will contact you. We have been sending emails back and forth. Yeah. I will send you the application form and all the details.
Okay.
And Milwaukee County Director of Safety for the Parks and Waterford Police Officer John Nelson.
So Noah, so thank you for what you're doing. Okay, it's a huge task. So what I'd like to do is provide and pay for the statue for St. Michael, who is known as the patron of the lost cause, patron saint of the lost cause, because it's a lost cause. So just when you email the clerk, my information will be on there as well, and we'll talk about it, but I will definitely cover that.
Thank you so much.
Alderman Mayor, did you have something to add to that?
Yeah, but not what you're looking for. No, but I would like to say nice job. I had the privilege of working with your scoutmaster, Mr. Murphy, for many years ago, and I've gone through many of these. Did a very nice job, very thorough. I would recommend, though, as you do this, I'll step over the aldermanic district lines and go to Crossroads. Talk to Mike there. Mike really supports these kind of things at Crossroads Pizza in St. Martin's. They got the best pizza in the world, and he's very supportive of these kind of things. So as you do your fundraising, I would recommend that you talk to Mike. But very nice job. So what is your connection?
So my connection to this project is my dad is actually a Milwaukee police officer. And I just always wanted to do, like, originally what I wanted my project to be is I kind of wanted to do, I just wanted to give back to the service, right? And I didn't know how I really could do that, but I was looking for projects, and I saw other people who kind of made memorials, and I thought, well, I can't really make a memorial since we haven't really had many deaths in line of duty in Franklin anyways. So I decided to make a tribute rather.
Very good. And is your dad working now?
Yes.
Well, thank him for us. These are very difficult times for everybody in the service.
Yeah.
So, Noah, you got a check coming from me. I'm not going to embarrass anybody and tell him how much. Anybody else? Mr. City Attorney.
I assume that this memorial on city property will be dedicated, given to the city?
Yes.
And I will take a look at what a standard practice might be in terms of this type of project and donation with regard to an agreement and Boy Scouts of America perhaps being the party to it and speaking towards the dedication to the public, et cetera, and safety requirements and insurance, et cetera, I'll take a look at it.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to approve the project?
I'll move.
Let the record reflect that it's a unanimous motion and a unanimous second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Go forth and dig a hole.
Thank you.
4 feet, not... I told you that yeah. going in, too. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay. G4, motion to adopt Resolution 2020, resolution conditionally approving a land combination for tax keys 20. You see them there in front
Make
of
the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. G5, intergovernmental cooperation agreement for law enforcement services for the DNC. This is just a modification.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
Mr. City Attorney?
And add to the requested council action with the final document to be prepared by the city attorney with minor technical changes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Same amendment to the following for intergovernmental agreement for fire service for the DNC.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map for Mills, Wyoming Hotel. Mr. City Attorney.
The alderman received a handout of a draft memorandum that I prepared at this meeting. And it's almost 9 full pages with citations from the Wisconsin statutes, the municipal code, Wisconsin case law. I appreciate that you first received this today. So obviously my thought and recommendation would be discussion of this subject matter at this meeting, but also that it be continued until the next Common Council meeting to allow for further time and review on June 16th, which is still within the 90-day time period for certified survey map land division review process. Staff engineering department of city development first received this early this afternoon because it was not completed until then. So there's some thought of staff also getting together for further review and consideration of the subject matter. And as you recall, this item was put over to this meeting from the last meeting, and it's part of the other applications or related thereto for the tax incremental district number 6 new proposed development.
Is there a motion to table this to June 16th?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I have a question about on the resolution where it talks about any and all objections and corrections that Milwaukee County is one of the reviewing agents.
Boilerplate.
So I'd like to call your attention to page 109. And the date stamp on it is March 16th with a revision of April 23rd. And that's the same revision date on all of the documents. And then in the on page 120, the Milwaukee County letter for the review is dated April 3rd. So I understand there were a lot of changes since the Milwaukee County reviewed that. And I understand what Milwaukee County's job is for that. But one of the things that changed that the Milwaukee County did not see is the cul-de-sac radius. And one of their jobs is to make sure closures and the legal descriptions are correct. And I would feel more comfortable if the actual document that we were approving or holding off right now had a review by Milwaukee County with the one that we're actually looking at versus an amended one that they did not get. So I did get a copy of what was sent to them, and I took the document that was in here and I highlighted a few of the things that were not on the county document. I'll just hold it up. Granted, some of these changes are very good. They were asked by staff, but one of the issues I have is some of the ones that are on some of the other pages. So everything you see in yellow on here are all the things that are not on what the county reviewed. That is page 109. Right. And so then what happened between when it went to the county and later on, Monarch Drive has a little curve radius on it on Area D. Monarch Drive originally, that was sent to the county, did not have that. It was a continuation road into the development. One of the things it says in the resolution is the city engineer is supposed to, he will do the full design and plans of the cul-de-sac will follow approval of the CSM. So I was wondering if you've done the full approval of the cul-de-sac. You have. Are you aware that the cul-de-sac length in the ordinance is maximum is 800 feet? This cul-de-sac, now that it became one, and it wasn't that when it went to the county originally, it's like 1,500 feet long. I wasn't aware we were going to that almost double the cul-de-sac length, and this is the same problem I've had with the Evergreen Street, where we extended it really long, and then we put a park at the end of it, and it's way past ordinance length. But regardless of that, another thing is on page 115 of the documents in our packet. The changes on this page include item number 3 says that the wetland delineation report was December 8th, 2014. And the Reglu sent me the wetland delineation report, and I asked him to take a look at the date, and he can confirm that that date is not matching up. And also, it says Lot 5 and Lot 6. Lot 1 and 2 are served by public water and sewer. Well, they're not quite served yet, but they will be served. And number 6 was the turnaround. Neither one of those were on the county's review. So there I'm totally in agreement with the motion to table this, but I just wanted to let you know that I felt that there were substantially enough changes to the CSM that if we didn't have what we had, that I wouldn't have voted for it based on the differences in the review dates and the revisions that didn't go to council or the county. Thank you. There are others too I didn't mention, but I just trying to keep it a little bit brief.
Alderman Nelson.
Well, Mr. Moore, did we get an answer on that cul-de-sac question? I know she.
It was discussed at length at Plan Commission.
So does that mean it was approved to double the length that's normally by city ordinance?
I don't recall if it was talked about as a condition, but it was discussed, and we at Plan Commission we discussed that issue. We didn't deny it based on that.
It wasn't a usable cul-de-sac. It's a fire access road is what it was. Fine. So. Did we vote on this? It seems so long ago. All those in favor of the motion to table, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G8, is there a motion to table the June 9th, 16th?
So moved.
Second.
Got one in there, Mike. Good job. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G9, we need a motion to resume. Mr. City Attorney.
Prepared this action sheet Friday morning after a phone call, a couple of days before, and looked at the code, et cetera, with regard to natural resource special exceptions. Cited the code on the action sheet, also cited the Wisconsin statutes, and the bottom line is, in simple terms, the Common Council decision should essentially be in the same format as the standard form special exception approval decision, with those particular points, with each of the points, which are from the Unified Development Ordinance provisions, being addressed thereon. So the recommendation was, since that was not done, even though there were some statements on the record with regard to concerns, I believe by Alderman Wilhelm, with regard to the UDO standards, that the motion to deny should be reconsidered with a motion being made by a member who voted in favor of the adopted motion. And then if that occurs and passes, that the matter be put over as set forth on the action sheet recommendation council reaction requested to the June 16 meeting for further review and preparation by staff.
Okay.
So move.
So Alderman Nelson originally voted in the affirmative for the action that passed. So he moved correctly. Is there a second? And it doesn't matter who seconds. Is there a second to his motion? Okay, it's been moved and seconded to reconsider the action to deny. All those in favor of the motion to reconsider the action, signify by saying aye.
Well, I want to point of clarification on this motion, because this is where my question was from before. So, Mr. City Attorney, we are looking to put these three back after everything's been reviewed again, because my motion obviously is to deny this, okay? So now we're going back to the 16th. We're moving forward to the 16th after we get everything reviewed.
Right.
Okay.
It's this first action.
Well, because I just know how these things get legalized, where I want to make sure that we're crystal clear here.
Right, right, right. This first action will be to bring it back on the table, okay? And this, in essence, what happened the last meeting didn't happen. So nothing happened, right? And then the next action will be to table it to June 16th and refer it to staff to generate the appropriate documents for denial. Because that was what your action.
So staff is to prepare the appropriate documents for denial. So moved.
No. No. No, because you
already
got a motion on the floor.
I don't want to be slick word next thing.
You already got a motion on the floor to reconsider. We got to vote on that, and nobody voted on it. So, all right. Alderman Wilhelm.
Just to help out with that.
No,
so the next time is where you would insert the deny. Just, you could, like you said, what you want him to do is write up denial. So,
yep.
Okay.
That's my motion.
Mr. City Attorney.
What staff will prepare will be a draft. It's akin to a decision prepared approving a natural resource special exception.
And then you deny that.
It's either a staff recommendation or a draft. No decision is made until it's reviewed and considered by the common council members. So, on a reconsideration, this subject matter is open. Hypothetically, it returns in 2 weeks. You could have a common council member move to approve the decision with the exhibits that were within the May 19th common council meeting agenda packet. But I told you what staff would do with regard to further review and preparation and return that for the June 16 meeting.
Motion on the floor to reconsider, which in effect nullifies the May vote. All those in favor to reconsider, signify by saying aye.
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 I'll vote aye. Put a little trust here.
It's not that difficult. Alderman Barber, what's your vote? Madam Clerk, roll call, please. I cannot believe this.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Motion carries. Thank you. Is there a motion to table this matter to June 16th?
So moved.
And refer, wait a minute, let's do this right. Motion to refer subject matter to staff for further review and preparation and further common council review and discussion and return the subject matter to June 16th.
That's so second.
Alderman Nelson motion, seconded by Alderman Dandria. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. G10, page 147 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute subdivision development agreement. Alderman Barber?
Yes.
Thank you. So, with Oaks Estate Subdivision, Alderman Mayer.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to accept the conservation easement as part of Oaks Estates Subdivision. Alderman Mayer.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, resolution declaring the City of Franklin's official intent to reimburse